I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
I want you to know you're the answer. You're the good thing. You're the A-list. You bad. You better work. You better walk. You better strut. You better smile. You better have joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I know it's time to go, but it's New Year's Day, and there's a new me, and I have arrived. The red carpet is mine. Take a picture. Take a snapshot. Cheese, because Jesus has cleansed me, washed me. I'm new. Yes, yes, yes.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo.
God bless you and welcome to John Gray World. And if you didn't know by now, I'm John Gray. Well, listen, I'm excited, grateful, thrilled, pumped, all of the words you can think of. You get the picture. I'm so excited about tonight because we're going to put you on a collision course with the favor of God. Pew! That's your life crashing into the favor of God. If you feel like you've had desires and dreams put on hold, let me tell you, tonight we're going to show you the power of a fresh start. It's time for you to arrive at the destiny God has for you. No more delay. Listen carefully to this anointed word of encouragement and receive it in confident faith. And I'll join you right back here as soon as it's done. Scoot over. I want to sit next to you.
I want you to know in 2014, you need to be real bold. 2014 is the year of boldness. 2014 is the year that you need to be more bold in your commitment to the King. This is the year to be more bold in going after your dreams. This is the year to be more bold about your faith. Do not be afraid and ashamed. This is a year to be more bold. This is also the year of supernatural clarity and wisdom from the Holy Ghost. Things that were cloudy in 2013 are gonna be clear in 2014. No more trying to, well, God, is it your will? I'm not sure. Is he the one? Jesus, I'm not sure. Jesus, like, you know already. I don't even know why you praying. You shouldn't even be brought this. You know good and well that ain't my will. I'm just making sure, Lord, because it took you a long time, and I'm just saying, I mean, you know. God is saying in 2014, you're gonna have supernatural clarity, fresh perspective. For some of y'all, that was the place for you to really get excited because you've been battling with confusion. The enemy sends confusion. You weren't sure which way to go. But in 2014, you're gonna have a supernatural clarity that only comes from the Holy Ghost. And here's what happens after 6 years of hard labor in the seventh year of rest, and in 2014 means double rest. Not only is he resting for your heart, he's resting for your soul, which means any soul ties, any bitter root of judgment, any places of bitterness and unforgiveness, that stuff dies, and it dies this month because you're not living in 2014 with bitterness and unforgiveness, and you're not going to keep bringing up the past every time. I know you argued about something last year, but that has no bearing on this year, no bearing on what God wants to do. God is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? So, husbands and wives, let's be careful with our words in this year. 2014 is the year of rest. Give it a rest. Maybe there was drama before, but give it a rest in 2014. It's time to speak love. It's time to speak light. It's time to speak romance back into your marriage. This is the example you want for your children, for them to see beauty, for them to see peace. Woman of God, honor that man in front of those children so that young women know how to honor their husband when they become wives, and so the sons know how to treat a woman by the way you treat your wife, sir. This is the year for your children to be blessed by the example in your house. If you've been arguing, give it a rest. If there's been anger, give it a rest. If you've been fighting, give it a rest. Where are my entrepreneurs? Where are my business people? People who have a crazy idea, big dream. Let me see you wave your hands, big dreamers. Keep waving while I say this. While you're waving, in the Old Testament, there was a wave offering. It was like when you waved it, it was like, God, here it is. I trust you. You can have it. I want you to get that dream in your hand, that vision in your hand, that hope in your hand. Get it in your hand. I want you to know as you're waving it, this is what God is doing. He's removing anything that doesn't line up with his will. And now he's also clarifying the vision so that when you bring that thing back down, the things that didn't make sense before will make perfect sense now. I'm speaking to business owners and dreamers, leaders, entrepreneurs, that as you're waving, you will know what to do when it's time. I'm speaking divine timing over you in 2014. The synchronicity of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. When should I launch out for that project? When should I release that single for my record? When should I give the editor my new book? When should I do the next thing? God is saying, I'm gonna give you supernatural clarity on my timing for your vision, but it is this year. Can somebody give God 10 seconds of praise? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. I feel the breakout. I feel the breakout. I feel the breakout. Sounds like a book. Yeah, I feel the breakout. It's time to break free. It's time to move in the direction of your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I want to speak to the ones that have been holding a vision for your whole family. You're the one that holds the vision for your whole family. You're the one that you know that when you get to where you're going, your whole family is going up. Who am I talking to? Don't stop worshiping right here because I'm about to say something. What the world sees is Lakewood Church. What I see is a legacy. What Pastors John and Dodie Osteen started in the 50s is now something that people cannot do without in a whole new millennium. In mediums that didn't even exist when the church started. Internet, all of these other areas, digital platforms, Lakewood is known. I don't know what you're sitting down for, it ain't time to sit yet. Because I'm about to speak to the legacy people. Pastors John and Dodie were faithful in their legacy and it extended to their seed. And now the seed of God's man has taken what was a seed and expanded it to reach the earth. And now the whole family is known. I want you to know, for the family leaders, the matriarchs and patriarchs, those who know that you're the key to your family, 2014 is the year of the established word of the Lord. 2014 is the year where the thing God showed you comes to pass. And not only will it be blessing for you, but blessing for your family, for your aunts and uncles and cousins and children that aren't even born yet. You are establishing a thing that other people will be able to dwell in well after you leave here. Can somebody give God a legacy praise? I feel it in here. Don't mind me. Mark Great House, I mark that you have a great house and that you will produce according to your name, that your sons are blessed, that your wife is blessed, that the sound of worship coming from her voice is blessed, and that God will take your life and make it an example to men all over this world. Your faithfulness goes before you, your worship goes before you, and your name goes before you. You are a legacy being established, and it will continue to the third and fourth generation. It is the word of the Lord. I declare over every husband and every father in here that you and your sons and your daughters are blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. Your children are covered. Every vehicle they drive in, every plane they fly in, every boat they swim in, I declare that they are covered. No premature deaths, no sickness can overtake you. We declare the blessing of abundance, that everything that the devourer tries to do is thwarted because of the blood of Jesus. The Bible says you will eat the good of the land. I want you to know you're about to eat real good. I'm gonna say it again. I said you're gonna eat real good. No more scrimping and scraping. No more barely getting by. No more land of just enough. This is 2014. This is the year of the red carpet arrival. You've done enough hard labor, enough pain and tears. It's now time to put on your best outfit. Throw your shoulders back. Walk the red carpet. Let them take pictures. Yes, aren't you the one that used to do X, Y, and Z? Yes, but look at me now. Look where the Lord has brought me from. Aren't you from the bad side of town? Yes, but this is what God can do if you serve him. Walk the red carpet. Walk with your head up. Don't let your past determine your future. Glory! I gotta let you go here in a couple moments, but I need to give you this last piece. It's gonna bless your life. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, he says, come now, let us reason together. First thing is, God is bringing you to his level. He's not coming down to your perspective, because our perspective is limited. God says, come, let us reason together. If you're going to reason or talk about a thing, you have to be on common ground. So God says, let me bring you up and show you what it looks like from my perspective. God's about to show you life from new heights. Let us reason together. And then he says, what? Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are as crimson, they shall be as wool. The word for crimson is actually an insect. It's a grub, and its proper name is Coccus illicis, or illicis. I'm not sure, Dr. Paul, because it's Latin, and you're a doctor, so you had to study Latin, but it's like Coccus illicis. And listen, this is important for you to know. It's a grub. It's a bug, and here's what happens when the female grub is about to give birth. First of all, it's not the male that produces the crimson, it's the female. The male is the one that's the king, but it's the female, the bride, the church, that produces in the earth. When the female of the scarlet worm species is ready to give birth, because I need you to know, 2014 is arrival. It's the arrival of your promise, the arrival of the things you've prayed for. It's when your seed begins to produce in the earth. This is the year of offspring. This is the year of multiplying. This is the year of, I can't believe it worked. It didn't work last year or the year before that. Now it works the moment I speak it. It comes to pass. This is the year of multiplication, not division, not subtraction. This is the year that when you speak it, it has to happen. Multiplied peace, multiplied joy, multiplied love, multiplied favor, multiplied finance, multiplied opportunity. When the female scarlet grub gives birth to her young, she attaches her body to the trunk of a tree, fixing herself so firmly and permanently that she would never leave again. Who fixed themselves to a tree? I think he was on a hill called Calvary. He put himself on that tree and wouldn't leave, because until he died, there could be no offspring. He said, if I go, I'm trying to help you. I got to go, but I'm trying to act right. The eggs deposited beneath her body were protected because she kept them covered. By staying on that tree, she covered everything connected to her. She died so they could live. Didn't Jesus die so we could live? Watch this. The eggs deposited beneath her body were protected until the larvae were hatched and able to enter their own life cycle. I want you to know that God's been covering you over these years until you could stand up on your own. God was protecting you until you were able to see with clarity the attack of the enemy and rightly divide the word of truth. God's been keeping you hidden because even though you thought you were ready, you didn't have the internal mechanisms to stand against the attack of the enemy until 2014. That's why when the clock struck 12 and you were still alive, you felt a weight come off your life because the enemy's time was up. He couldn't get you before 11:59 on 2013. He can't have you in 2014, and he knows it. Watch this. As the mother died, the crimson fluid stained her body and the surrounding wood. And from the dead bodies of these scarlet worms, they would make a dye. And what it gives us is a picture of Jesus dying on a tree, shedding his precious blood that we might bring many sons unto glory, according to Hebrews 2 and 10. He died for us that we might live through him. And the picture of this worm, this crimson worm, this worm, Coccus elesis, it literally translates elesis, it is finished. And isn't it Jesus who finished us on the cross and finished the devil on the cross up against a tree, crimson stain on a cross? And in 2014, he's giving us royal garments, garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, royal robes, because it's time for us to walk the red carpet, the crimson carpet. All of the sin of our past is now not over our head, but under our feet. Feel the Holy Ghost, because I don't have to be bound to the sin of my past. It's over. It's under the blood. I'm walking on it. And the thing that was designed to take me out, now I've taken it out through the blood of Jesus. A red carpet arrival. You better put on your nicest outfit. Hear me. You have arrived. Don't think it's strange when people want to take pictures for no reason. Paparazzi, pose, pose, club pose. Because where God is taking you, everybody's going to want to know your name. You can shout right there, family. Where you're going, everybody's going to, who is that? Is that? No, can't be. They don't look the same, because I'm not the same. I've been made new by the blood of Jesus, and everything that I used to be is washed away. It's under the blood. I'm walking on the thing that was designed to crush me. It's a red carpet event. 2014 is about arrival. I want you to know that people aren't even gonna realize they need you till you show up. They don't know what they're missing until you walk in the room and you open your mouth and you have answers to questions they've been asking for years. I want you to know you're the answer. You're the good thing. You're the A-list. You bad. You better work. You better walk. You better strut. You better smile. You better have joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I know it's time to go, but it's New Year's Day, and there's a new me, and I have arrived. The red carpet is mine. Take a picture. Take a snapshot. Cheese, because Jesus has cleansed me, washed me. I'm new. Yes, yes, yes. Unprecedented opportunities for you, Abner. You and your wife, because you counted not robbery to worship with the people of God. It was a first fruit to come here on the first day of the new year and to say, we're going to worship God together. God's going to honor that for you and your wife and your beautiful family. And I declare for every family here tonight, a double portion blessing for 2014 is over you and everything that you put your hands to. I declare a red carpet arrival, that everything the enemy tried to do in 2013 falls to the ground, and what he tried to put over your head, you walk over with your feet. For wherever you step, you possess it. I declare your marriage renewed, your children are covered, your health is restored, cancer die, liver disease die, kidney disease die, sickness, arthritis, all form of bloodborne disease, die in the name of Jesus. Fresh perspective, clarity, power in the Holy Ghost.
What did I tell you? I really do believe this is the time God wants it all to come together for you. This is your season of significance, the season and moment of promotion. So I want you to get my new series, Fresh Start, A Collision with God's Favor. The TBN Network, led by Matt and Lori Crouch, make it possible for me to come to you and encourage you each week. That's why right now, as our thank you gift for your gift of support for TBN, we want to bless you with the fullness of this on-time revelation. So get your copy today and get ready to collide with all the good things God has in store for you.
You may feel you're at a dead end, running full speed with nowhere to go, but God has provided you a way of escape, a way to steer clear of those heavy barriers that block your path to victorious living and give you a fresh start. TBN wants to help you experience the fresh start that God has waiting for you. So in appreciation for your gift of support, we'll rush you John Gray's 3-CD series, Fresh Start, A Collision with God's Favor. In this brand new series from Pastor John Gray, you'll be encouraged and inspired to run towards your destiny. As you listen, you'll discover that your fresh start comes with God's supernatural favor. If you're ready for a new beginning, this is the year that it all comes together.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, John Gray. Listen, I want to tell you about something that's got me absolutely fired up. Today, you can request my series, Fresh Start. But TBN is also making available some resources by my pastor and friend, Pastor Joel Osteen. Now, I'm sure you already know it, but Pastor Joel is the real deal. And I know that his book, Think Better, Live Better, is going to bless you like crazy. I can tell you firsthand, his books have changed my perspective on the world. So today, with your gift of $120 or more, TBN is going to send you my series, Fresh Start, Pastor Joel's book, and his awesome message, You Are God's Masterpiece, on CD and DVD. So get the family around the TV and let's go ahead and get that word. And because TBN wants this to be your best year ever, they're even going to throw in a couple of other resources, including a Hillsong album. Don't miss this. Pick up the phone right now. You won't regret it. Y'all giving Hillsong albums? Can I get one?
And with your gift of $120 or more, we'll also send you a power-packed collection of resources, including Joel Osteen's brand new book, Think Better, Live Better, and his message, You Are God's Masterpiece, on both CD and DVD. You'll also be blessed by worship music by Hillsong United and Philip Yancey's book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. These are resources that will give you a fresh start every day of the year. Call, click, or write to TBN today to request Fresh Start on 3 CDs with your best gift, or the Joel Osteen Collection, Hillsong CD and DVD, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made by Philip Yancey, and Fresh Start for your gift of $120 or more. Get ready for a fresh start and let your season of favor begin right now. Call, click, or write today.
Thanks a lot for joining me today. I pray that you were blessed by what the Lord gave me to share with you. I want to encourage you to request your copy of Fresh Start. This is a resource TBN has produced so you can be fully aware of the goodness of God that's tracking you down, even right now. It's Matt and Lori Crouch's thank you. Let me tell you something about Matt and Lori. They have committed their lives to winning souls across this globe, standing alongside the legacy of their parents who are already in the cloud of witnesses. I'm a living witness that Matt and Lori love the church and are fighting to build each and every soul in a way that you will be able to say, I know the Lord for myself. So for your gift of any size right now, they're going to get this resource to you. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, send it. We'll show our appreciation by sending this to you right away. Truth is, your gift ultimately becomes a seed that will produce a harvest of souls for Jesus Christ all around the world. You're a part of that. The seeds you sow become the seeds that God can grow. And you, my friend, are ripe for a fresh start. And it's your time to move from hearing about stored up goodness to living in the full experience of it. So get your copy today. Well, I enjoyed our time, and I look forward to the next time right here on John Gray World. God bless.